Now it's time for Pittsburgh Music Academy. We'll talk with each of our players in addition to having them play. But first, up to Dave from Boyce Middle School and Upper St. Clair, we have a sixth grader. He is 11. His name is Jacob Clockerty. Thank you, Jacob. And Jacob, step up to the blue microphone. And as Jacob does that, we're going to encourage Elliot to step up and get engaged with the piano he'll be playing next. Jacob, that was not an easy song to play. That was Carol of the Bells, is that right? And tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been studying piano?
6 years.
Excellent. And is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
My mom.
Excellent. Anybody else that might be listening?
My uncle.
What do you, step a little closer to the mic here. Thank you. What do you like about playing the piano?
It helps me with my band at school.
And what do you play in band?
I play xylophone, which is kind of close to piano.
Yeah. How does it help you?
It helps me learn the notes and rhythms.
Are you able to sight read?
Yeah.
That's very good. It's not easy to do. Is your band, you're probably not part of a marching band yet.
No, not yet.
But you could do that with xylophone. That would be a lot of fun. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you're older?
I want to be a computer programmer.
Excellent. Do you program now?
Yeah, a little bit.
What languages do you code in?
Or what? Kind of simple ones, like not really complex.
But it's probably you did Scratch at one time,
yeah.
I would imagine. Are there things like Scratch that you use?
No, really Scratch at the moment, but I think I might get more complex in the future.
Scratch is really powerful. Well, thank you for being with us today. Now, next up, we have Elliot Mankos. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And Elliot is from Swickley Academy. He is in second grade. He's 7 years of age. Take it away, Elliot. Beautifully done. Thank you, Elliot. Step up. Why don't we have you go, right back to where you were. And Lila, you can get ready to play. You'll be next in just a moment. Elliot, what was the name of the song you just played?
Long, Long Ago.
That was very nice. Can you tell me how long you've been playing the piano?
2 years.
And what got you interested in playing the piano? Do you know other people who play? Does anybody in your family play?
My sister.
And is there anybody you would like to say hello to or greet in any way?
No.
Any shout-outs?
Nope.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
No.
No ideas yet? No. What do you like to do now in addition to playing the piano? I mean, what do you like to do for fun outside or?
Baseball and Pokemon.
Oh, what position do you like to play in baseball?
Shortstop.
I had a feeling that might be the case. That's a tough position to play. Well, it's very nice to meet you, and I didn't realize that Katie's your sister, right? I didn't realize that, so she'll be playing, be our last player today. Now we're going to go to Lila. She is in second grade and is 7 years of age. She goes to Shadyside Academy, and I think you're ready to go. Here she is. How nice that was. And we're going to talk with Lila while Jayanne's going to come up. It's your turn to come up and play. Her brother's going to play. And Lila, let's learn what that song was that you just played.
I played Arietta, and it was by Mozart.
You did a beautiful job with that. It seems like you really love to play the piano, do you?
Yeah, I really do.
What do you think about when you play?
I think about it's like really calm and melodic just to come and play it. It's really fun.
That's nice. Do you have any shout-outs or hellos that you would like to say?
I want to say hello to my family and my grandparents that will be listening.
Wonderful. And do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
Yes, I want to be a neonatologist, just like my mom.
And what does a neonatologist do?
They're a baby doctor. They work with babies. Some born, they work with some babies.
And why do you think that would be a good thing to do?
Because at the house, there is a bunch of these books about neonatology that I just come and read them.
How nice. So that's very good. Maybe your mom will have you assist her sometime. We would have to deal with the HIPAA regulations and things, but I'm sure it would all work out. You know? Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, not really.
Could you help me with something? Could you introduce the next performer and that person's age and name? Maybe if they're related to you, you can point that out. Go ahead.
So that's Jayan, my brother, and he is 10.
Perfect. Here he is. Thank you. That was very nice. And I'm going to ask our last, Katie, before you play, we're going to talk to you here in just a minute. But first, let's meet Jayan. Can you tell me a little bit about the song you just played?
The song that I played was Ecossais, and my composer was Beethoven.
How nice. And anybody you would like to say hello to or give a shout out to?
Yeah, just to my family and my grandparents for being here.
How nice. That sounds very good. So do you ever play piano alongside of your sister with her?
Yeah, sometimes we do duets together.
How nice. That sounds fun. Is that fun for the two of you to do those together?
Yeah.
That's great. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe some kind of doctor. I don't know.
You could start a family neonatology practice, all of you. But well, there's lots of time to figure that out. Thank you for playing. So, Katie, I wanted to talk to you first. How old are you?
Four.
You're four. And what do you like about playing the piano?
I don't know.
Well, do you like the sound that it makes?
Mm-hmm.
And do you practice a lot?
Yeah.
It takes a lot to practice. Who else is in your family?
My grandparents.
And how about this guy over here? Is he in your family?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Elliot.
And do you have any other brothers or sisters?
No. Nope.
Any pets?
I have a pap and a Didi.
And who? Oh, a pap and a Didi. And do you have any animals in your house? Elliot's nodding his head. Cats?
One cat named Max and one hamster from my school named Chewy.
Chewy the hamster and Bunny the cat.
Did they 13 fish.
Did they get, who's that, sir? Who's the last animal you mentioned?
13 fish.
Oh, 13 fish. Do they all get along with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Fish sometimes stay off by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get you, what is the name of the song you're going to play?
Frosty.
Frosty, it's going to be fun. We'll step up to the piano, and we'll get a chance to hear from Katie Mancos. She is from the Montessori School for Creative Learning in pre-K. And Elliot and Katie are both from Hopewell. We also want to acknowledge Pittsburgh Music Academy instructor who is here today, Amari Morales. And Katie is going to close us up. I can't wait to hear how things sound. We're getting her music ready. And we'll hear the seasonal favorite. We have not played Frosty the Snowman yet this morning, so I'm glad that's going to be added to the program. Beautifully done. Wow. 4 years of age, and it sounded so nice to hear that. Thank you, Katie, so much for playing. And thank you to Pittsburgh Music Academy for adding to today's show.